Blog Talk Radio.
Apocalypse Nena Show.
I actually started writing the epic one that you wanted, but I had to finish the spectacle song, and I did today. I finished the spectacle song.
I'm so proud of you.
before we begin, start talking about myself, but you know, the narcissist is Jackie Show. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Apocalypse Nena Show. I am your host, Jacqueline Druga. With me in the studio is R.W. Klinger.
Hola!
And Collective Kate Ruscha.
Buenas noches.
So we're just coming up. Oh, yep, my grandson, Boo.
I am the rock is cooking.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. The rock is cooking and the food is coming. That's what Violet said.
I thought he said the walk is cooking.
I thought he did too. Well, I was like, you know.
Are we making fun of my son's
Christmas? No, I mean, his cousin is Chinese, though, so you have to wonder.
And Syrian. And my daughter was like, why did you mark her down as ethnic on the wrap up form?
You did not.
She's Syrian. She's half Syrian, so she is ethnic.
Her daddy's Syrian.
Dave's Syrian.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So she's got it, so why not? Wait. If her daddy was African-American, would you question twice about me?
No.
No. This girl spent...
I'm not questioning you.
This girl
I've
spent
never
spent 5 hours
in
Kennywood in 90-degree weather, and her color never changed.
She does look a little Syrian.
Mm-hmm. Look at her. She has... She took, Rob, I should take a picture. You know those scarves that you bought for the chairs upstairs?
Yes, I do.
That quickly fell apart after the kids sat in them, but that's okay, I'm going to fix them.
The chairs?
The wicker.
Oh, okay.
You can't, there's certain things that, because Boo is on the spectrum, he used to tear styrofoam apart, he used to eat styrofoam. Remember that, Veronica? Okay, the buttons is like that. He starts picking at the wicker.
Oh, no.
So anyhow. She's upstairs cold and upstairs on the third floor because you have both air conditioners going. So it could be a balmy. To me, it was balmy, 70 degrees up here. But she's like, so she takes one of these scarves, okay? She's wrapping it. She wraps it around her like a, what is that called, a bertha? What is that?
A burka.
It's called a burka.
A burka, yeah.
A bertha, yeah, a bertha.
So she's like sitting there like that watching TV, eating her chicken and her rice.
So she is a Syrian.
Yeah. She does have Syrian blood in her, so... I put down that she was Syrian. You know, why not, right?
Yeah.
Is that the, as we had any T, what are they? T, Q, how, what is the letter? T-R-Q-S-T, whatever. T-L, trans,
yeah.
Lesbian, gay,
yeah,
whatever.
T-L-B.
I put yes. Mm-hmm. You know, because Teddy's gay.
Teddy's gay?
No, he's not. They asked if anybody had
Teddy
any learning disability. I said, yes, Teddy. Because he called me up again and asked me to make him a copy of Chihuahua Love with me singing.
Although, this is 48-hour film project we're talking about, by the way.
You guys did that without me again?
Oh, please. Rob, you are the star.
I'm not
that
the
note
star.
You sang and that expression that you made looking straight at the camera, your piercing eyes, it was no wonder all the chicks loved you back in the day.
I was quite beautiful at one time.
You were.
You're going to get the biggest laugh, you know, when they screen that. Oh, yeah.
Just
will they be laughing with me or at me?
Both. Okay, now, you remember
are you even laughing?
When Marielle said the line about, I'd be more proud if you fixed the toilet.
That
now,
is good.
Ken laughed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just Ken's just strange, right?
Yeah, very.
Okay. And then I talked to my daughter-in-law, and she goes, oh, I laughed so hard when she said, I'd be proud if he fixed the toilet. I'm like, really? I thought it was like such a corny line.
I think it was
I guess it's relatable.
I liked it. Yeah, I think everybody.
Yeah,
exactly.
I guess. So, in the news.
The whole world's going to shit in a handbasket.
I know. I know.
Pardon my French children.
I know. Just before we came on air, not long before we came on air, in Paris. And I don't know if there's any more news going on about it. I should have Rob on that right now as we speak. But some lunatic, I'm sure he's not sane, with a grenade-filled truck going 75 miles an hour, ran into a crowd of people. Yeah. Why don't you do that? While you're looking at that, I was reading a story about this 20-year-old kid coming down this road in Maryland, River Road, 115 miles an hour in his parents' BMW. 115 miles an hour.
All right. Nice terror attack in France on lockdown Paris. Truck plows into crowd. 73 dead, 100 people injured.
Oh, keep reading. Anything in? Anything about the grenades?
No, not yet. Hold on.
Is it a video or is there an article underneath?
It's, there are videos online anymore. It's hard to find an article.
I
would rather read. Would you
rather
read?
I get so mad that
I do,
yeah. A video.
It is, yeah.
But you know what I do? If I see a headline on Yahoo, okay, that intrigues me, I'll open up another tab and I'll type it into Google, and then you can actually find the headline, find the same article without having to watch. The video is a pain in the butt. Are we that lazy as society that we need to watch videos?
Yeah, I think so. But honestly, we're all writers here, so we like to read. I mean,
I'd rather read the book. Oh, look at this lovely pasta made by Ken.
Yeah, very nice.
I thought he was making, you know, mac and cheese, but that's okay.
You know what? Maybe we'll make mac and cheese next week.
We should have a mac and cheese up next week.
Yeah. So, just all things considered, yeah, I think it's worth mentioning that we say something about Pokemon Go.
And how
that is going to be the downfall of society.
Hold on. I'm catching a Pikachu right now.
Mm-hmm. People in my building at work are spending their downtime wandering the halls with their smartphones.
Oh, okay, I have a confession.
Okay.
And don't judge me, all right?
I will judge you.
I actually watched a 9-minute video on YouTube how to play Pokemon Go.
Okay.
Because I was so curious.
You know, my 7-year-old grandson must have watched the same 9-minute video because he sat down to watch it, and I could hear it in the background. I'm like, oh, my God. Do you have any interest in playing a game, Kate?
I'm curious to try it. I mean, I have, you know, the old school Game Boy Color with the games on that. I mean, that's good enough for me. And I you know, if I'm going to catch Pokemon, I'm going to do it locked away in my room like a well-adjusted nerd should.
Rob.
Kate, I just want you to know I accept that you are Pokemon curious, okay?
Okay.
I'm a liberal, and I understand it's good, so I support you challenge.
I'm not ashamed of my Pokemon curiosity.
You're going to.
I'm from that generation, you know, grew up in the 90s when Pokemon was big, so.
Now, Rob, did you look up the video so you could play, or did you look at the video because you're just curious?
Wow. One, I was curious, but would I play? If I had the time and didn't have such a busy life right now, I would be playing Pokemon Go. It just is so cool. I think it's the most awesome thing on the planet. And you know what? Kudos to everybody out there playing. I think it's the greatest thing. Although it's a fad, but I think it's awesome.
I think it's a great thing.
And you know what? I really think it's harmless. These people could be doing something else with their time.
Exactly. And here's an example.
I mean, it's no different. It's no different than the trouble people get into texting while they're walking around.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can't prevent that. There's no way of preventing that at all.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's a prime example of what you just said, Rob.
Please, go ahead.
Drew is addicted to Pokemon Go. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And he's still friends with every kid he went to preschool with and kindergarten with and Dormont.
Mm-hmm. Are they all playing?
They're all playing. Now, you got to remember, after Drew's done working, after his wife goes to bed, because his wife likes to go to bed at a normal person time at like 10, 11 o'clock,
right.
Drew goes out to Greg and Josh and
oh
Ryan
God.
Sobs. They go to a bar and they have beers, blah, 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 blah.
Do they go Pokemon hunting?
Now, according to their mother, she's so happy to see the boys back in the backyard playing. They don't go out anywhere now. They're just running around the backyard in the church.
Looking for Pokemon.
Just like they did going up to the church behind the house, just like they did when they were 10.
They said that that's the most place you can find them are stationary places, parks, cemeteries, and churches.
Apparently, the church behind the Staub's house is a Pokemon something or other.
It's a Pokemon. What is that called? I think it's a manifestation it's called.
Whatever it is, now these grown-ass men 30, 29, 28, and 26, mm-hmm. 27. Instead of going out to the bar mm-hmm. and drinking,
they're playing Pokemon Go,
which is a good thing.
Kudos to them.
I did,
they have this inner child in them that they can go away and just enjoy the hell out of this game.
You know what? Drew has always had the inner child in him. When he was like 17 years old, well, maybe a little bit before. Do you remember when I had told Drew that, what was it? You can get pregnant. I can't remember, what was it? You get pregnant when you kiss. It was something else. Sharing a glass with somebody.
Oh, geez.
He was like 13 years old. Okay.
Okay.
And Jeremy, you remember Jeremy?
I do. Yeah.
We were going out to the pizza place, and Jeremy's like, "Dude, can I try that? Cherry Coke, Cherry Coke." Just goes, "No, I don't want to get pregnant to you."
Oh my God.
And, oh yeah. The other lie
Drew
was
your special child,
yeah,
though.
And the other lie was that if you have sex before you're 17 years old, you go to jail. Period.
Yeah, that was probably a good thing.
And
you had said that.
So Greg Staub was over there, like 16 at the time. 16.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's like, "Hey, dude, my cousin just got busted having sex with her boyfriend, and all hell is breaking loose." He goes, "How old's your cousin?" And Greg was like, "Oh, she's 16. He goes, "Dude, no wonder she's going to jail."
Drew was such a pretty boy growing up.
He was,
I think he's much smarter now than he's ever been.
Yeah. How do I make this?
He was a little slow. But adorable.
How do I make his soup? Open the can and put it in the pot and turn on the soap. Can I do it in the microwave? Yes. How do I do that? Open the can, put it in the bowl, stick it in the microwave.
You know, I remember when you used to have writer's group every week at your house, and he'd always wander in with a question like that.
Yeah, it was always like...
All the time. And, you know, I don't think he ever did it for attention. I think it was just Drew.
Mm-hmm.
We loved him. We still love him.
Freaking out on him. Open the can and put it in the pot and heat. How?
Yeah.
I'll wait till you get home.
He was your special child.
Oh, my God.
You know, every time I read the Nerd Fly or the Peacekeeper, I don't know what it was. I think because when you first read the Nerd Fly to my class, you did your Drew voice for Hal.
Yeah.
I just always picture him with long hair every time I read about
Hal. And it was so funny. Yeah, because I when I wrote the Nerd Fly... I always envisioned a very young Drew as Robbie, but Drew is like was such a stoner before he became a stoner, you know. And I remember he was sitting there, and he had said something. He learned a line in school that he goes, "I guess someone in the house passed gas." Was like, "Noah, he's a smoked a Delta dude." Okay, so I write nice as Stacey's experiment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they could smell the stasis, which is the monster. And Jake's like, "What does that smell?" And Ricky's like, "Smell the Delta dude." And I must have laughed for a half an hour in my attic when I was writing this book just over that line. So, yeah, Drew. Now, this is a great segue to what tonight's topic is about. I'm talking about how much I love my kid. Mm-hmm. And there are times that I want
to kill him.
I want to kill him.
Okay.
I did want to kill him.
That was a good segue.
He was always in trouble. Always in trouble. Like, stupid trouble. Like the cops would show up, and Drew would walk in with the cops, and then like there was a fight down the street. "Oh my God, Drew, were you in it?" "No, he was watching it." "Well, okay, it was down there by the bank. Everybody ran. The cops were there. They know me. Why am I going to run? I'll get a ride home." Yeah, it was his attitude on it. And the time he tried to chop down the tree with a homemade hatchet with his friend.
What?
Yeah. Well, according to Drew, this was not his fault.
Of course.
Dan Baines talked him into it. So when the cops got them, and the cops, he wasn't in trouble. The cops were trying to explain that it's very dangerous. You could hurt yourself. You know?
Where was the tree?
It was down in the woods by Stormont Park.
Okay.
It was a bark?
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Oh,
my
God.
Okay.
Okay.
So cops, I was like, "Guys, dude, come on. You know, first of all, you're destroying park property, even if it isn't much. And you can hurt yourself. This is what the cops' big thing was, you can hurt yourself."
Mm-hmm.
So they bring Drew home again. They're always bringing Drew home. And Drew's like, and the cop's like, you know, talking to me. And then all of a sudden, Drew's like, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" To me. I'm like, "What do you mean, what am I going to do about it?" You know what? I'm like, "Drew, it's okay. You know, we'll talk about this." He goes, "No, you know what? If you're not going to ground me, I'm going to ground myself for doing stupid stuff." And he ran up the steps. And slammed the door.
So you think this whole thing was just a stunt to get attention from you?
No, to get away from his friend.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, he wanted to get away from the friend. So
I don't think he has a harmless bone in his body.
No, when he was drinking,
yeah,
like he was that age at 21, 23, he would get angry really easy. You're still a great kid. Noah's a great kid. All my kids are great kids.
Yeah, I agree with that. You do have wonderful children, and they all get along so well. They don't hate each other.
Allie is terrible with her brothers.
Yeah, but she's still connected.
Yeah, she bitches about her brothers like my sister bitches about my brothers. And I call her my...
Through the family.
Oh, my God.
And the
you're
family.
Just like my sister Debbie. You're just like my sister Debbie.
No, she's good. There are a couple times when I go to Starbucks, if she's working behind the counter and I usually get my green tea that's less than $2, she'll just say, yeah, it's on us. It's okay.
Oh, she's a nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
To everybody but her mother.
She loves you.
And I'm sure there's dead children whose parents smothered them.
Wow.
Around them.
Wow.
Killed them. Love their mothers,
mm-hmm.
too.
Wow.
I know.
So did you ever want to kill you one of your kids?
No, never.
Never.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You can get so filled with rage as a parent, but apparently, no pun intended to the parent, but apparently, when this happens, these people are not filled with rage over their children. It's not an accidental, oh my God, and then you spank them and it goes too far. This is a prepared, I'm going to pack all four of my children in a car, how many there are, and drive
them in the river.
Drive them in the river. This is a planned thing. Just, what is it, Casey and, was there,
Casey
was
Anthony.
Is it the mother?
Yeah. Kaylee was the daughter.
She murders her daughter and because she wants to be single. Now, here's what gets me. Would I ever, as a grandparent, go 30 days without seeing one of my grandchildren in the same town?
I don't think so.
No.
Not a chance.
No. I mean, I don't see Jackson that much, but I see him once a week, at least, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I make it a point to see him once a week. If I go over to my daughter-in-law's house and she's, the baby's not here? Where's the baby? Oh, he's at a friend's house. He's 8 months old. You know, I'm going to know something's up. But these grandparents, they didn't know. They weren't a part of the killing. They were devastated. But 30 days? Really? Without checking on your grandchild? I mean, that's part of, I mean, like, you know, I see my grandchildren every 30 seconds. I'm fortunate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if I didn't see them after a couple of days, or I didn't see Violet after a couple of days, I would really, like, 2 days, Violet, 2 days tops. Like, if tomorrow I didn't see her, and then I didn't see her on Saturday, I would really get suspicious. I mean, like, what's going on with Violet? Where is she? Oh, she's fine. But Allie, you're still at work. Oh, she went with Dave. You know, I mean, like, but...
I mean, well, like, what I know supposedly the father had a bad relationship with Casey Anthony. Like, what was the deal with her mother?
No, they didn't. That was all her defense lawyer putting
that
out. Yeah.
Okay.
Rob, thoughts?
Oh, my God. I have a passion for these women who are psychologically damaged and would even think or have thoughts of murdering their own children. I guess, you know, we're no different than animals, you know. Cats have kittens. They eat the kittens sometimes. You know, mothers have babies. They kill the babies. I honestly think it's just psychological overdrive of, you know, they have no control of themselves whatsoever. They're basically lunatics. So
what kills me more than these mothers? Well, the mothers that kill their children, like, that way. Or the ones that live in a city with the Moses Law. And, if you're not familiar, anyone's not familiar with the Moses Law, this was enacted by George W., where you can safely drop off your baby, newborn baby, for 30 days, no questions asked, no charges against you if you put it in a safe place. And there are places that are safe that have these baskets, that have heat and climate control. The ones that just have their baby and throw it in a garbage can, knowing damn well that they could leave that child somewhere safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they do so because they don't want their parents to ever know that they had a child. You know,
yeah.
And I don't know.
This, I think it was just this past Christmas, somebody left a real newborn in a nativity scene at the church.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. What really it just blows my mind is that the torture, the horror of getting a hotel and the bathroom is there and you drowned your four kids one after
the
other after the other.
What case is it?
I can't remember the woman. She actually...
I mean, if it was Andrea Yates in 2001, but I'm pretty sure that was in her house, not a hotel.
But the thing is, these and the fathers that come home from work, okay?
Yeah, which sometimes are abusive, and that's why they do it.
You think? From what I studied, okay? What I studied is that it's mostly the women that kill the children, even though 3,000 deaths, 3,000 arrests. I don't know how many deaths, but 3,000 arrests average a year are parents that kill their children.
Because
in the United States, it's an average of 200 children killed by their parents every year.
200?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a lot, actually.
That's a lot. Okay.
No, wait, actually, that's 200 women who kill their children.
Okay, so
the number of victims could be even
higher.
So
maybe like 3,000. Maybe I got the numbers confused.
Maybe.
But most of these women, you know, they're just dying. They're fed up. It's attention. It's striking out against the husband. It's the husband striking out against what? What about that guy a couple years ago who had custody of his kids? And I think he slit all their throats and drove around with them forever in his car for like 4 days, and then he finally buried them.
I did not hear about that.
That sounds familiar, but
yeah,
but I like it. It sounds like a great story.
In Arkansas. I've tried to find documentaries on this.
Well, then who was that wrestler who killed his whole family?
Chris Benoit. Now, I have Kurt Angle's diary,
mm-hmm.
And in Kurt Angle's diary, he talks about how he talked to Chris Benoit. And told Vince McMahon
that this was going to happen.
That he was scared that something was going to happen with Chris, that Chris was going to snap. And that Chris had come to him and said, I'm afraid I'm going to snap. That's all in the diary.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
All right, so here's a wrench in this whole thing.
Okay.
Well, I love it when the mothers say, God told me to do it. They bring in Jesus, they become very religious, mm-hmm. and they start hearing voices. I really sincerely believe it's just a sign of schizophrenia where people just start losing their mind.
Is it a sign of schizophrenia or is something going on? I mean, like...
No, I mean, my research believes it's postpartum psychosis.
And this is why we call her Collective K. We're so proud of you.
6 years when they kill your six-year-old, like, it can't be postpartum psychosis when your kid's three.
Well, yeah, but what if you have, like,
I mean,
six
it
kids,
starts
though?
With postpartum depression, and then if it's not taken care of right away, it can become psychosis. And, yeah, psychosis is when you're hearing voices and becoming delusional.
I mean, Jacqueline, you had four children yourself. I can remember you yelling at your kids, you know, for good reasons.
Yeah.
You know, not abusive by any means. But, you know, and what if your mental state wasn't, you know, Norm, what if you were over the edge? I could see why Kate's saying what she's saying. I mean, you would have drowned one of your children in the river. We have three to pick from.
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have. Here's the thing.
Please.
These women are not mad when they kill their kids. They are not killed in a fit of rage. These are plotted deaths, okay? 9 out of 10 times, look at these cases, they are plotted deaths. They are not...
spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment. Like I'm not defending anybody, but there are people that have hit their kids, and the kids have fallen and hit their head and died, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the spur of the moment, anger, rage. When you put your kids in a car and you drive it into a lake, somewhere from the time you left your freaking house till you got to the water... You're going to be... No, I understand what it's like to drive with two kids in the back of the car. Insanity. Okay? It's insanity. But stop the car. Any normal person... There are reasons beyond psychosis
mm-hmm.
or voices in the head.
Mm-hmm.
They're like usually external reasons, like they want to leave their marriage or their husband has gotten remarried. Or their boyfriend doesn't want to be. Which one was it? The boyfriend didn't want
to
be.
That's, I was getting to that. Diane Downs.
Okay, tell that story.
Back in 1983, she was a 27-year-old divorced postal service worker.
She went postal.
Well, she had three kids, and she was driving around with them, and she just pulled over and shot them. Only killed one, but she killed one. And they, at first she claimed that it was somebody else who, you know, like a carjacker who did it. And then the police were doing some research on this woman, and they discovered she was seeing this guy who would have made her financially secure, but he didn't want to raise her kids.
Ah.
Right. Now, have you seen the? If you have not seen the documentary Dear Zachary, I will. All I'm going to tell you is go see the documentary. Watch it on Netflix. Dear Zachary, pull out a box of tissue.
What is it about?
I'm not going to tell you. Here's why.
No synopsis?
No, here's why. Typically, before I sit down and I watch something, I like to look at reviews. What is the, how many star reviews is it? And then I usually take a couple reviews and read them. Like 1 5-star, 1 1-star, 1 3-star. Sometimes it's 2. And the first heading that I saw on this documentary was, please do not read reviews. Don't spoil this movie. Was all it said, was the title. So typically I would ignore that, but in this case I didn't. I didn't look up the synopsis. I didn't look up anything. It is by far the greatest documentary. Why this man has not won awards for this documentary is beyond me. It is the greatest documentary you will ever watch in your entire life.
And it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
How long is this? An hour?
It's an hour and
is this a recently made one or is it older?
2011, 2010. Mm-hmm. It's based on a book.
Okay.
True story, of course. I'm not going to tell you the book, but I promise you when you're done watching this, you're going to be, this is so unbelievable. I have to look this up to make sure that this is real. I will tell you that a portion of this happened right out in Latrobe. So
really?
Mm-hmm.
That's close.
That close.
Wow.
Do yourself a favor, everybody.
Tomorrow's movie night
and watch.
Sounds
Dear
like
Zachary.
I got my movie picked
you
out.
You better get a box of Kleenex. Mm. Oh, I'm going to tell you. I can give you this much without spoiling it. Okay. The filmmaker's best friend was killed, and he decided to make this film for his son, his infant son, so he could know his father by going around the countryside and talking to the friends that they all grew up together with. That's all I'm going to give you. It doesn't sound intriguing, but wait. Wait. You will call me or send me a text when you're done. Call me a bastard, but thank me under the same breath.
Okay. I can hardly wait. I love documentaries.
I love documentaries, too.
Kate, do you like documentaries?
Oh, the ones I see, I enjoy. I don't really seek them out, though.
Okay.
I do. I seek them out all the time. One disturbed me that I really had a hard time with it, and I shut it off. Because it dealt with these teenagers that murdered these 3 second-grade boys. I can't remember. Now they're trying to say that they're innocent.
Oh,
Clover,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah, is Johnny Depp in that, like, as one of the interviews?
No, he looks like Johnny Depp, though. They're all real interviews.
I remember this case. Like, wasn't it determined that they actually weren't guilty?
Okay, that's what they're trying to determine is. But the father of the one young boy murdered, he wrote an article for, I don't know, one of these major publications. He's... Yeah, the documentary shows this. People were outraged, you know, that these guys didn't do it. But, and then he proceeded to list all the evidence. One, that didn't make it into the documentary. Two, that didn't even make it to trial because of the way it was handled. That just totally made it, these guys are guilty of sin. Mm-hmm. Guilty of sin. So... That's disturbing because...
I mean, that might be a completely different case I'm thinking
no,
of.
No, I know it's because the guy looks just like Johnny Depp.
No, like, this was a famous case, and the kids who were tried, I think it was determined that they didn't do it, but people scapegoated them because they were goth kids.
It's the same one.
Is that one?
Because the evidence that was dismissed... The one kid is still in jail, okay?
Okay.
The guy, man now. Because there's evidence... That was like when you present your evidence and your discovery, and any lawyer will tell you, and I know there's one on the line right now listening. You know, they can object to it, file a motion to have this evidence, you know, whatever they call it, kicked out or thrown out. Evidence was thrown out maybe because it was not tagged properly. It was like stupid reasons, but because of the law, letter of the law, they weren't allowed to have this evidence submissible in court. This evidence that wasn't submissible in a court, without a shadow of a doubt, proved that these guys were guilty. DNA. I mean, like, but just the way they obtained it was, I mean, just things like that. They were brutal with these kids. It was It was disturbing to see.
Have you ever seen Child of Rage?
No, what is that one?
That's a documentary. I don't think it's very long, but it's about this little girl, and they're interviewing her all throughout the movie. She's like maybe 3-4 years old, and she had a really abusive upbringing. And even at 3-4 years old, she's just very calmly talking about how she wants to kill her brother and kill her adoptive parents.
Wow.
It's messed up.
And what about that young kid? He's now a young man at 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That 11 years old walked into his father's bedroom where his stepmother was pregnant, stepmother was sleeping, and shot her. And now he's out. Now, I have a nephew that's 10 and a half. I really find it hard to believe that a 10 and a half year old knows exactly or comprehends exactly what he's doing. Rob?
There's a new show on TV called American Gothic that is this exact same topic, whether the child knows what he's doing or doesn't know what he's doing, all right?
Okay.
And I think they know. I think advanced children know.
You think?
But I think they're also psychologically damaged. I think they know.
Maybe it all depends on the kid, okay? But I don't think that.
I think your average 10-year-old would know that he's killing somebody.
I agree, kid.
Okay, no, they know they're killing somebody, okay? And that's not what I'm saying. Like, oh, if I shoot this gun, it's just pretend. No, I'm saying that do they have the ability to comprehend exactly what they did, to comprehend the magnitude of what they did at 10 years old? Most of these kids just got done believing in Santa. I mean, I don't know.
It's almost that they would have split personalities.
I mean, it's possible at 10 years, maybe they're only thinking of how it affects them.
Or affects that moment and not the long run.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it hard to believe, okay, that now 11 and 12, it starts to be a crossover age where, yeah, you start to comprehend what you did. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this kid who shot his pregnant stepmother, I think he was 12 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was
11.
11, okay.
I think there's a bridge there. This is my opinion. Only because I have kids.
Right.
And I raise kids.
Right.
Okay? That I don't believe for one second that Drew, at 11 years old, would understand the magnitude of what he did. Okay? Would Noah not understand the magnitude of his intelligence as that kid is at 11 years old? No. Noah lived in a fantasy world of wrestlers and everything. Most 10, 11-year-olds live in a fantasy world. It's, oh, my God, I sound so liberal. I mean, like, I think that if given a chance, you could rehabilitate these kids. They're not, some of them are not, some of them are just bad seeds. But I just don't, I mean, like, I'm.
Well, I think you nailed it right there.
Yeah. You know?
I think you nailed it. Bad seeds. You have good children, you have bad children. You have mentally challenged children who suffer from different psychoses, and then you have normal children. So, yeah, good versus
let's
bad.
Let's take it one step further. You got a 12-year-old that commits murder and goes to jail for the rest of their life because they know exactly what they're doing. This is what the courts say. You know exactly what you're doing. But you got a 15-year-old girl who has sex with a 24-year-old man, and the 24-year-old man goes to jail because that 15-year-old girl didn't know what she was doing. This is where it makes no sense, okay? You have to apply the laws to everybody. I mean, if a 12-year-old knows he killed somebody, then that 15-year-old girl knows she's having sex with an older adult and ruining a marriage. You know, she wasn't manipulating that. Come on, you know 15-year-old girls.
I would agree with that. I have nothing to argue about that.
If my daughters, okay, at 15, as innocent and naive as they pretended to be, okay, I would not buy it for one second that they did not know what the hell was going on in that situation. You know? I just would not buy it. This is my opinion. That may be wrong, but I don't buy it. At 15. 14? Yeah. We're still, to me, and that's crosshairs. You know what I mean? Like, 14 may not understand. She's scared. 15, they know. They know. There's enough. They watch enough TV and enough video games. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, they have a disability. Then,
well,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm just going off from, totally from the subject.
Kate, not, I mean, not really. They're so connected.
Share that research you did with our listeners.
Okay, well, we talked about Diane Downs. That was in
1983. Okay.
In 2001, we mentioned Andrea Yates before. She was the one who drowned her 5 children in the bathtub.
While her husband went to work.
Yeah, it was in their house.
He was a scientist, wasn't he? Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. She, going with about this being premeditated, she did it one at a time to the kids. She drowned
it's
one.
Premeditated.
Then she called the next one in, and she did it to him. And just all 5 of them. And her explanation was that she did it to save her children's souls.
Yeah, it was a Jesus thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, I believe, was found not guilty by reason of insanity.
Now, how old were her kids?
Let's see. The oldest one was 7. The youngest one was 6 months.
Okay. And Veronica drowned me in the tub. And Violet said, come on in here, Violet, please. Violet may be scared and could be a victim. But I'm going to tell you right now, if Boo saw them drown, he'd be running out that door as fast as anyone could do it. You got to wonder if she didn't maybe drug those kids first.
Or
something. Benadryl maybe. Simply because...
I mean, it doesn't say what order... It doesn't say what order she killed them in. I'm wondering if she killed the oldest ones first.
Oh, she has to be a big woman. I just couldn't see...
Actually, she wasn't.
No, because look at Boo. He's average size. Not average weight, mind you. Average size, okay?
Right.
Actually, average height of a kid his age comes in average. Weight, he's up there in the 90 percentile, okay? But because he's very solid.
That's so not true. Anyway.
No, I take him to the pediatrician.
I know.
He's not heavy. The pediatrician said he is not heavy.
I mean, look at
he
him.
Is not
he doesn't look overweight.
No, he's solid. He's a lot of mass, but he's not, he's solid. Let's go call these children up and interview them and ask them. Hold on.
We can't. They're dead.
No,
oh, you mean your kids.
Her great.
Oh, I'm sorry. God, that
unless
was so
there's,
rude.
Unless there's something we don't know about, my God.
No! Okay, why is she running water in the bathtub?
what's she mixing in the cloth?
What is
there?
She mixing
in?
Is she making Kool-Aid again? She makes a lot
there's
of Kool-Aid.
There's an awful lot of duct tape in her closet. Or...
duct tape? Hello, kitty, duct tape. Interesting. Well, you did a lot of homework on this. Was this from last week?
I didn't really do much last week. This is a 48-hour.
We're gonna ask children these questions without the other ones hearing what the question is. Okay. Shut the door, Violet. Shut the door. You're first.
We have 5-year-old Violet.
6 years
old. Oh yeah.
Let me take the microphone. And say, hi, Violet.
Hello.
How old are you, Violet?
6.
Okay, we're talking about mothers who kill their children. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's pretend you're staying here overnight, okay? And Nini is giving me a bath, which, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know.
Okay, now let's say she drowned Mia in the bathtub, okay? Now, then she goes, Violet, come here into the bathroom. And you walked in and you saw... Mia drowned, okay, or drowned. What do you do? Do you listen to Nini and get into the bathtub, or do you, what do you do?
I would run away.
Tell me why you would, what if she grabbed your arm, what would you do?
I don't know.
You think maybe you'd bite her? Would you fight?
I would run downstairs.
You would run as soon as you saw, right? That's the right thing to do.
Would you yell for help?
Would you yell for help?
I would go on your Nini's phone and tell Mommy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, this is a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think that something's got to be up with these kids. Get Boo in here. We'll give him a different scenario.
You know, if she was supposedly religious or God-driven, don't you think the kids were also brainwashed?
Yeah. God told me to tell you to get into this.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to baptize you like you've never been baptized.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Totally
good
cult
point.
Related.
What's another one of a situation where I can give the kids? I think it's a little twisted, and I apologize to anyone that's offended.
Okay. The only other one I have was just one kid involved, but Diane Downs with the 3 children that she shot in the car.
See, that happens so fast.
Your grandkids know what firearms are.
Mm-hmm.
If they saw mommy pulling out the gun, what would
But
they
I think
do?
That poor kids,
it happened too
fast for them. Yeah, they couldn't think. They couldn't think. The ones where the mother walks around and slits the throats, those kids have time to think.
No. What?
I'm getting yelled at by my daughter.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
Apocalypse Nana.
We have a little issue in the background. All right, Kate, let's try to get to snooping. What do you say?
Okay, let's have some pasta.
Apparently, Jacqueline has offended her daughter on this topic.
I cannot imagine why.
So, oh, things happen like that, I guess.
We'll cook some pasta. Mm. So we have pasta and...
All right. Wow, your daughter's really pissed off at you. I must admit, we've had a lot of shows, and Ronnie never blurts out like that. Perhaps.
Round two.
Round two. Kate, eat some pasta, darling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should mention the third case or not until Jacqueline gets back. I'm not sure if she will.
Go right ahead, because I think she's having her own little show outside.
Okay. Nope, she's back.
My granddaughter's going down telling on me, though.
Nanny upstairs telling me, what would you do, what I do if you drowned your daughter?
I mean, like...
Well, there, you just proved your case right there.
Harold on too.
You proved your case right there that she would tell on you.
Okay.
Harold!
Hi, Harold! Well,
hello!
Hi, Harold!
What are you doing to those kids?
Did you sound a little drunk, Harold?
No, I'm not drunk!
Hey,
I'm
you
just wondering
bitch.
What you're doing to those kids.
Harold.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Thank you, Veronica. I don't know what it was. Harold, do you think a 10-year-old knows what they're doing when they kill somebody?
I've known some 10-year-olds that probably know what they were doing.
Really? Okay. Just getting opinions. All right,
well,
Kate's going to give...
The one 10-year-old... I know by the time he was 11, he was instituted.
Wow. Who was it? Do you know him personally?
It was the son of a friend of mine.
What did he do that caused him to be instituted?
Well, he was killing dogs and cats. He threatened his sister several times.
So they actually stopped him before he hurt a human being that they know of?
No, he actually hurt his...
He didn't kill her, did he?
Broke her arm.
Oh,
no, he broke her arm. That's what got him in trouble the most.
Them poor
parents. And then they started finding out about the other stuff.
You know what? I read these newspapers, and everyone's like, when people do things, okay, and harm boatloads of people, I always think of the parents of this killer, that how right now... they're carrying that burden of what their child did. You know, I raised this child the best of my ability, and they did this. That parent carries that guilt with them forever, forever. Now, Harold, Kate's going to give a piece of information she got, and we're all going to talk about it after she reads this.
Okay, it's my third story of the mother killing her baby, and we sort of touched on this earlier with Casey Anthony, but... Okay, this woman's name was China Arnold, and in August of 2005, she got into an argument with her boyfriend about whether or not their 3-week-old daughter was really his kid.
And what'd she do?
She put the baby in the microwave.
Oh, geez.
Ah!
And killed her in the microwave.
Nice little nacho snack.
Oh, Rob.
Rob has no sensitivity whatsoever. He didn't want to burn his cousin, so let it go.
Not on purpose.
You knew what you were doing. You knew playing with fire was going to cause somebody to get burned.
This is true.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So you did.
When did this happen, Robert?
I think I was
12.
Yeah, 12.
Did you know what you were doing?
No, he actually did.
I was playing in the fire.
He was playing with Matchbox cars in the fire. Because I remember he told me this story, and he was totally in tears when he told me this story. Because my girls lit a carpet on fire. And to stop me from being angry that they lit this coal on the fire, he told me that he confessed his soul to me about burning his cousin, which at the time was not funny. It's still not funny. But looking back now, the thinking about it, like, he was 12. You know, you're doing what 12-year-old boys do.
You do some stupid things at 12.
That ricochet off of each other and cause harm, which, you know, makes a big debate. Now, hey, Harold.
Yes?
Harold, have you heard about the microwave baby? Did you hear about this story about the woman that put her child in the microwave?
I believe I recall hearing it.
Did the child die, or did it just get burned?
Yeah, she died.
Oh.
Burned to death.
So. Oh, my God. How long did she put in the microwave for, did they say? Not that it matters, but I was just...
I think it was only for a few minutes.
Wow. I mean, like, look
I mean, like, babies, like, you leave them in cars, they have no control over their body temperature.
Right.
So it doesn't take long for heat to, you know, hyperthermia to set in.
Harold, what are your thoughts as an alpha male? Now, you have children, right, Harold?
Yes, I have one son.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have three.
Three. Where do they live?
They live in Tucson, Arizona.
How are they going to feel about you moving to West Virginia?
Well, my son is not all that happy about it.
Does he say, Dad, what the hell's wrong with you? Why are you moving all the way on the other
side
of the country?
We've already had that talk.
Did you give him a speech that it's my time to live my life?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what are you – just go through. This is like – this is just me being – practicing my new puppet show that I'm going to be doing. Harold.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on mothers who kill their children, parents that kill their children, a.k.a. filicide? Don't give us some lame, it's tragic.
Well, it's, to me, there's something wrong with society that allows that to happen all the time.
It happens a lot. Do you think it happens more now, or do you think, you guys all think, round table question, is it happening more now, or are we just hearing about it more now? Harold, opinion.
We're hearing more about it now, but I think it's been happening for a very long time. It's just that because now the society says, well, we accept the explanation that society caused this to happen. People are not responsible for their actions.
So, like, you know, like, go back to the bathhouse school murders. Things have been going on like this for as long as we know. It's just now that we're hearing about them, everybody's judging everybody, and this is happening, right?
Right. Well, you got cell phones, you got video cameras. You know, before, you know, you. When I remember watching Vietnam on TV at 6 o'clock at night, dinner time. You didn't hear anything else about what was going on until the news came on. Now, with 24-hour news, you've got everything shoved in your face. And
so
people don't care.
Speaking of 24-hour news, any more news about this Paris incident popping up?
Oh, they're going, Fox is going all out on it.
Oh, my God. You know, it's just crazy. Last Thursday, we were dealing with the Dallas shootings, and I couldn't get anything done because I was all about reading the Dallas shootings. And now we got this Paris incident. This is an insane world. All right. No, I lost my train of thought. Harold, hi. This is Angela E. Hi. Thank you for talking. I have a question for you.
One of the puppets, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you know. You
know I got a comment about your movie.
You mean
I
my snippet of my movie?
I saw what you had online, and I liked it.
The trailer, did you like it?
Yeah, I liked that trailer.
I would just like to let you know that you will be able to download Chihuahua Love and Yada Yada and the new song Just Because You Wear Spectacles off the Flaming Saffron's website, which should be live this weekend.
Yeah.
And you can download those songs, and I want Chihuahua Love stuck in your head because it's stuck in everybody's head. Rob just gave me this look like, what the hell are you talking about, Jeff?
Wasn't that obvious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm putting on the website.
Rob was one of the singers, right?
He was Lenny, the one that the women all loved.
Lenny Saffron.
You know, he didn't watch the whole movie. You didn't watch the whole movie, though. Okay?
I only watched the trailer. And scene where it shows the older guy, that's Rob there.
Yeah, he's the one in the middle with the black pants.
Yeah, it's a mockumentary about middle-aged men trying to get their boy band back together again.
I figured that out.
It was pretty good. I thought my granddaughter did really well.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you have to watch the whole thing, Harold.
I will.
I'll send you a link to watch it once we're permitted to.
Okay.
10 minutes left.
We have 10 minutes left. All right, so what were we talking about?
It was a round table discussion, question. Opinion.
I had mentioned the microwave baby story, and we were talking to Harold about that.
What was the round table question?
We were asking if the cases like this are more common today or if they're just more publicized today, if they're heard more about.
Well, Caitlin, what is your opinion?
I think, I now that I'm answering, I'm wondering is, because looking back in the days, I think it was a lot more acceptable to just send your children to an orphanage.
Right, take them to an orphanage and drop
them off. Like now, you're expected to be a single parent, and if you don't want that responsibility, you develop this stigma. So it seems like a lot more people are grudgingly being parents these days.
Right. You're right. Back in the 50s, even the 40s, you had four children and you couldn't handle them. You take them to the orphanage and you drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rob, what's your opinion? And I'll give mine.
My opinion is that this has always been around since the beginning of time. But I think because of media out there and how they're like dogs in a bone, that we see more of it frequently than ever.
I'm going to go with Kate in a little further and say that this rash of MERS has definitely increased. I think that society has placed all this burden on people to be a certain way, to look a certain way, to act a certain way, to be in relationships, all this other stuff, that people are murdering their children more frequently. Oh, you're sleeping over my house? Okay.
I'm sleeping over too.
Hey, come here.
Jack, I hope you cuddle. Jack, will you spoon me tonight, please?
What made you sleep over, baby?
Save that for Harold, Rob.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, then. It looks like Nana's going shopping in the
Nana's
morning.
Nana's going shopping tomorrow.
Okay, then. Hey, have fun with that apocalypse, Nana.
No.
They won't eat anything at Aldi's.
They
won't eat all these foods.
Why?
Because it's not real food, they say.
Another reason to drown them.
Oh, my God, Rob. They won't eat all these foods. There's something.
Okay, I retract that. I was
kidding.
They'll
eat hot dogs from Aldi's, or they'll eat, the bread from Aldi's. But if I take them through Aldi's, they won't eat the Aldi's potato chips. They won't eat the Aldi's cookies. They won't eat the Aldi's anything because they're not name brands.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
And you don't need...
Who is spoiling these children?
The thing is, you don't need to be rich to buy name brands because you just go look at the flyers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can find things on sale. Like the 2-day sales at Shop and Save. Like I buy my a 36 pack of Maxwell House Morning Blend coffee for $10.97.
Wow, that's cheap.
It's really
cheap.
That's
really cheap.
You can't get at Aldi's or Costco or Sam's like that.
No.
But, it does. You got to look for the sales. They're there. And I like Chips Ahoy cookies.
Excuse me.
I look for sales on Chips Ahoy. Chips Ahoy are usually, $3.79 a bag here. How much are Chips Ahoy cookie out there, Harold?
What kind
Apparently
of cookie?
They don't have cookies
Chips
out
Chips Ahoy. Like a package of well-known cookies, like Nabisco or something like that. How much are they a package? Or don't you?
They're usually about $2.89, something like that.
Yeah. So if you go to a sale at our one grocery store on Thursday, every Thursday they have this huge sale, you'll get two for $4, so $2 each. So you buy them when they're cheap. Now,
all right.
I buy all this food, and it's gone by the next day. Everything, every cookie, every Cheerio, every goldfish, everything. These kids will eat until there's no more food to eat. I just bought 2 cases of ramen noodles because we go through.
They ate a lot of ramen?
We go through about 25, 30 packages of ramen a week here, maybe more.
We have about 5 minutes left.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Fast
hour.
Oh, wow. It was fast tonight. So, your other favorite author is going to be coming on our show in the next couple weeks.
And who, pray tell?
Angela?
And Angela will be coming on our show.
Oh.
Because she posted, something on her Facebook. And I replied, her and I talk once in a while, yeah. And I've been helping her out with some stuff, like writing, not like actual writing, but
like
writer's
advice.
Aid. Yeah, advice and stuff like that. And she came back with advice, and then we're talking about the situation that's erupting now that we both firmly believe that could lead to an apocalyptic event. And I said, I'm going to do a show on it. If you want to be on the show, I'd love to have you on the show when I do that show. And so when she's finishing up some projects, she's going to come on the show. So we're going to hold off on that topic. But yeah, she's going to come on and share her views on it. I'm sure she'll be way on the right side with Rob over there.
Oh, she's going right, I'm going left?
No, I would say on the right side with you guys. I'm always neutral. I always try. I know, Kate just gave me this look like you're never neutral.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Have you ever been neutral?
I'm just thinking of that slam on liberals that you made near the beginning of the show.
No, hey, Harold.
Wow, she just totally ignored you, Kate.
I heard a slam on liberals come. That's what I'm going to ask Harold. Do you listen to the show? If you didn't know me, would you say she's politically thinking conservative, she's right, or she's left, or I can never tell which way she sits.
Can never tell which way you're going to be at times.
Yeah, see, I have different views on different things. My views don't change, but I have such a wide scope on some views I'm so liberal on, and some views I'm so conservative on. You know, it's just crazy.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
Hey,
Harold,
I'm totally a lefter.
Would you watch my puppet show? I have these puppets, Angelina, Bill, and they have 8 children.
Yeah.
They're creepy as hell.
Rob thinks they're creepy. He just got scared.
They were staring at me. They're like clowns. They're like Pennywise the Clown.
Okay, look, speaking of that, I got a minute. There's a movie on Amazon called Clown, where the guy puts on his clown outfit and turns into this evil child-killing clown.
Yeah.
I dared the children. Let's watch it.
Did they get through the whole thing?
They got through like 6 minutes of it, and I had a And Violet's the same girl that watched Annabelle and thought it was stupid.
I probably wouldn't even get that far, to tell you the truth.
Well, Harold, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you join us next week.
Oh, I will be there.
And I know that Dan is listening, so I hope Dan makes plans to come next Friday night to see our movie at Oakmont, since he lives near it. Oakmont, 6:30 p.m., July 22nd.
Dan.
And Harold, I'll send you a link. And I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. Rob, thank you so much for giving up your time.
Oh, thank you so much. Harold, shout out to you. I love you, baby doll.
Caitlin, thank you so much, Roseanne, for your information.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Nobody ate the pasta but me.
I had some.
I'm not hungry, thanks.
Rob's not hungry. He is wearing his Apocalypse Now shirt.
I am wearing my Apocalypse Now. Where are your shirts?
With your little
next week,
I don't have one.
She doesn't have one. You made Don one.
I never made you a shirt.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm on it.
Okay. Well, on behalf of the Apocalypse Now show, I want to thank everyone that's listening. Thank you for tuning in. For those 38 people who seem to listen every day for some reason.
Good number.
It's strange. We have archive listeners. Like, so we don't have anyone listening as we're doing it live, but we actually have people that tune into our show.
And that's why we do it, Jack.
That's why.
Just out of love.
We will be switching. I was going to switch platforms this week, but then I forgot to change the billing information and Blog Talk charged me. So we got one more month of Blog Talk, and then we're switching over to Speaker, or Speakery it's called. And that will be our new platform. It's a lot more inexpensive. And
hopefully more stable.
More stable, and I hear the sound quality is really good. I want to thank everyone. Have a great night. Don't kill any children, and
don't let them kill you or each other,
especially if you're a mother.
Okay. Good night, all.
That was a mouthful.
Apocalypse Nana.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.